Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
I love a round of Am I the Butthole? We were going to do most of these the other day, but we got distracted by the candy bar fight with Steve slandering Milky Way recklessly yet again, only to be proven wrong again.
Yes.
Our boss was eating a salted sea salt caramel Milky Way the other day, and he told me that he agreed that you, Steve, are dumb.
That guy?
Yeah.
You're happy that he came to defend you?
Well, if he's right, people who are right are on my side in this case. How about this one? My girlfriend and I were supposed to go on a trip this weekend with another couple we know. We all have already paid for most of the trip on the front end. Unfortunately, the other couple had a big fight and are no longer together.
Oh, bummer, man. That's no good.
We thought at this point they weren't going to be able to go. The plan was supposed to be for all of us to share a cabin in Georgia. The guy, who is my friend, still wants to go on the trip with us. He said that he already paid for it, and he's not going to let his now ex ruin his fun. My girlfriend hates this idea. She is friends with his now ex-girlfriend and thinks we should not allow him to go. She thinks if they don't go as a couple, my friend shouldn't go at all. She's telling me my friend can't go even after he paid and that he can't get his money back. Not by her, but it won't be refunded by the various people. Who am I to tell him he can't use something he paid for? My girlfriend says she doesn't want to go if it's just my friend and her. Am I being a jerk for taking that position?
No, it's going to be awkward as hell, probably.
Yes.
But he paid for it. I mean, if that's what he wants to do, just tell him ahead of time, hey, man, if it ain't couples, though, like we're probably not going to be doing a lot of hanging out, like third wheel and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's
enjoy
okay to say that, and if he's your friend, he'll understand. Like, yeah, you can sleep there.
If that was you, Steve,
or do stuff, but
would you still go?
Yeah, I would.
If you were the guy that broke up?
Oh, if no. If I'm the one in the relationship that broke
stayed.
Up, no, I'd gracefully bow out or hope that my former significant other gracefully bows out.
Yes.
But if I'm on the other side of that, if I'm the couple that's still together, yeah, I'm still going.
Yeah, absolutely.
I paid for it. I've obviously been looking forward to it, a vacation.
He should try to get a new girlfriend by the weekend.
Yeah, you got time.
Be very effective.
Yeah, he could.
Hey, you want
that.
A free trip? My ex paid for it. Come on in.
Yeah, there's somebody on Tinder who'll take you up on that.
Kelly, would that bother you? Or do you be like, come on, we need a third wheel?
I mean, if I was that person that got invited on a free vacation, I think I'd go. But if I were the person who is now going on a solo vacation because we broke up, I'd still go.
Yeah.
I'd probably let them know, like, I really don't want to be a third wheel, so you got to tell me if I'm being annoying, but here are all the things I'm doing. Come with me if you want. I'd still go for sure. You can't let a breakup ruin a potential amazing opportunity on a vacation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends. I think for me, it would depend on how much money did this place cost me ahead of time and where is it?
Is
if
it a
it's
vacation?
Someplace that would be great as couples, but outside of a couple things, there's not much to do. Or is it like in the Smoky Mountains where I could go, okay, well, we rented a kick-ass cabin, and I don't want to be a third wheel, but I still want to take advantage of it. So you guys do your thing. I'm going to do some hiking and stuff.
What if you're in like one of those crappy old cabins where you're in a heart-shaped bed with a clam hot tub, and you're just in there by yourself with a glass of champagne?
A clam hot tub.
Oh, man. That's like... I don't think I'd go on a vacation that would be openly punishing myself in such a way to begin with.
But then you could openly punish yourself on vacation.
I mean, I might as well.
Everyone
else has. Yeah,
in the clam tub.
Yeah, if there's a clam tub and a heart bed, you know that place is. Don't take a black light in there.
It's getting punished.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.